Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. You know that feeling when you've messed up, made a mistake, or just had one of those days where everything seems to be going wrong. Ever caught yourself spiraling into a whirlwind of self-criticism? Well, my friends, let me tell you, we've all been there. But what if I told you that the key to navigating those tough times, to building resilience and fostering genuine well-being, lies in something surprisingly powerful: self-compassion? That's right, folks. Today, we're diving deep into the heart of Stoicism and exploring how practicing self-compassion can be a game-changer for your mental health. Think of it as giving yourself the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a dear friend who's going through a rough patch. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Logan, isn't Stoicism all about being tough, stoic, and unyielding? Absolutely. But hear me out, true strength doesn't come from suppressing our emotions or pretending everything is fine. Instead, it comes from acknowledging our vulnerabilities, treating ourselves with kindness in the face of adversity, and remembering that we are all human, capable of both greatness and occasional blunders. So, let's break down some key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Ever notice that little voice in your head constantly putting you down? Yeah, the one saying things like, you should have done better, or why do you always mess up? Well, first things first, acknowledge its presence. Once you recognize this inner critic, you can start to challenge its negativity and replace those harsh self-judgments with kinder, more supportive thoughts. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to breathe deeply and really tune into your present experience. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. This practice of mindfulness helps us detach from the constant chatter of our minds and cultivate a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Imagine it like this. You're observing your thoughts like clouds passing through the sky. They come and go, but you don't have to identify with them or let them control you. 3. Treat yourself like a friend. You know how you comfort a friend going through a tough time? Offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even a slice of their favorite cake. Well, extend the same compassion and kindness to yourself. Treat yourself with the understanding and care that you would offer someone you truly value. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, stumble along the way, experience setbacks. Instead of dwelling on those imperfections, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, it's not about being flawless, it's about embracing the journey with all its ups and downs. 5. Practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Whether it's a delicious cup of coffee, a warm embrace from a loved one, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin, cultivate a sense of gratitude for the abundance that surrounds you. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself, maybe after a failed project, a disappointing outcome, or even just a simple mistake. Now imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. Instead of berating yourself, what if you offered yourself words of comfort and encouragement? What if you acknowledged the difficulty of the situation and reminded yourself that you're doing your best? See, it's all about shifting your perspective and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend in need. So, remember these key takeaways. Recognize your inner critic, practice mindfulness, treat yourself like a friend, embrace imperfection, and cultivate gratitude. These simple yet powerful practices can make a world of difference in your mental health and overall well-being. By practicing self-compassion, you're not just taking care of your mind, you're building inner strength, resilience, and ultimately, a happier, more fulfilling life. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion. Let's spread the love and support each other on this journey called life. Until next time, stay virtuous and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.